Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Pastor Al, I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. Our toll-free telephone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And also want to mention that you can catch us not only on AM 1220 here in Northeast Ohio, but out in Warren, you can catch us tonight on AM 1440 as well, our sister station there. And in the Cleveland metro area, they have a translator for an FM broadcast on FM 96.9 FM. So you can get our program on all three of those platforms on Sunday night. Unfortunately, we are not going to be broadcasting on Facebook Live tonight. We have been doing Facebook Live, but apparently somebody was telling me that Facebook is redoing all of their platforms and redoing all their website and everything changing around. And as a consequence, I guess, either that or we're being somehow actively targeted, but I had been broadcasting on Facebook Live using my laptop pretty steadily, pretty easily, and well for the last month or so, at least. And last Friday, it stopped working. I can't broadcast from my laptop anymore. So I thought, well, no problem. I'll go back to my Chromebook, which I was using before, and we use every Sunday morning and every Sunday night and every Friday night for our church services, our Friday night Bible study as well. And I thought, well, this would be fine. So we were broadcasting fine Friday night on my Chromebook, and this morning Chromebook started giving us fits, and then tonight Chromebook didn't want to broadcast, and so we actually had to use somebody, used my cell phone, and then we shared it on to pages via my cell phone. It was complicated, and right now, being that I'm the only one inside the studio to do all of this, I'm just didn't have the means and the time to be able to set up my cell phone and go to this page and that page in hopes that it would work. All I know is that neither my laptop or my Chromebook are working right now. Hopefully Facebook will get all of their adjustments done and we'll get back online with our Facebook Live broadcast. So I apologize if you're looking to find us there. But in the meanwhile, you can certainly follow us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can always go to our homepage, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you'll go there, you can link to Facebook. You can also link to our church page. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And you can find out more information about that. There'll be some more information at the break at the bottom of the hour. And you can find out more about our church. And if you're in northeastern Ohio, in the Akron-Cleveland area, we're located in Richfield, which is northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, which is located at 5171 Brecksville Road, and that's right off from Interstate 77, where the Ohio Turnpike interchange is. In fact, you can see the Turnpike toll booths out the window from the meeting room where we meet for our services on Sunday and our Friday night Bible study. And we'll probably talk more about that again in the second half of the program. But as you're listening right now to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, as I said, the toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We've got several people lined up. Let's go ahead and start our program here with a word of prayer first this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We just pray, Lord, you would bless the program, use it for your glory. And again, we just pray that you'd help people that are looking for the program that might have been watching on Facebook, that they might be able to find us on the air somehow or online this evening. And we just pray that you bless the program, help us to be an encouragement to believers. And if there's somebody searching, Lord, we just pray that some of the things we talk about that you can use to your spirit to direct them to Christ as their Savior. Thanks again for the opportunity. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As I mentioned there, you can always go online to whkwradio.com as well, and you can listen to the program online there at whkwradio.com. Well, we've got several people lined up here, and we've got at the top of the list Daryl calling in from Tampa, Florida. Daryl, my friend, welcome. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I know. How you doing,
Pastor? I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. And to all the, my fellow brothers and sisters and believers in the Midwest, yeah, I know it's been a while. I'll just get to my scripture real quickly because I know you got a lot of callers. The first one would be, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the next one would be, broad is the way and wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. And the other part of that scripture, I believe, is straight is the way, and narrow is the way, and straight is the gate that leadeth to light. And the key word there, few that be there find it. Why would I go to those scriptures? Because, Pastor Al, I've been kind of troubled. I am troubled about some things that I've seen lately on the news, and but I know that the adversary is up to his doing what he's supposed to be doing. But I'll just say this. You cannot be an adulterer following Jesus. You cannot be someone that's in fornication and follow Jesus. You cannot be a homosexual follower of Jesus or a lesbian follower of Jesus. And the reason why I say that is about the gentleman named Peter Buttigieg, I guess.
Oh, the mayor from, is it South Bend, Indiana, or something like that?
Right, who recently said that he was a gay follower of Christ. Well, that's impossible. That's antithetical to use a big Bible school word. Why do I say that? But I know, this is your show, and I know you're going to give the definition of those scriptures. But the reason why I'm saying that, and I just wanted to say that this is because when the Holy Spirit comes into your life and Christ comes into your life, there is a change. And a good example of that is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was not saved in the house. Zacchaeus was saved in the tree. And there's a lot of teaching into that. The Holy Spirit compelled him to get in the tree, and he was looking for Christ. Christ gave him an invitation that he must come dine with him this evening. He received Christ in his heart. He was saved coming down out of that tree, and we see the results of his salvation when he said these famous words, and many of you hear them at a lot of offering times. Half of my goods will I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him. Not just restore what he took. He said, I restore to him fourfold. And what did Christ say? Surely, surely, salvation has come to this house. When Christ saves you, there is a change in your life. And that, what that person was saying, Mr. Buttigieg, is coming from a lot of these teachings that I can be saved in Jesus Christ and live my life any way that I want to. That is a lie. I'm going to be quiet, Pastor Al. This is your show.
Well, Daryl, you actually brought up some good stuff, and I'm going to address some of them. Also want to mention to you, I found out this past week, I unfortunately don't have the guy's name, but there is a guy that's going to be starting, I think, later this year, a church in the Tampa area. And as I get some more information, I'll announce it on the air. So That's something that'd be good to find out about. But, yep. Daryl, you brought up some good points here in the scriptures. And when you were talking about the Mayor Pete, I think they were calling him, and I just saw this earlier this evening, that this man and as they say, his husband, you know, his significant other, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. attended Jimmy Carter's Sunday school class today. Now, that is just almost beyond words, isn't it? I'm thinking about that. Here's Jimmy Carter, who's claiming to be a Christian, and he's got these two men in his Sunday school class. I wonder what the topic was that day. I have a few ideas what it wasn't. I don't think there was anything that would have brought these men under conviction.
Well, I will just say this, because there are a lot of people who think that they are saved, but when, like I said before, this not me, but the scriptures, the Holy Spirit comes to, the Bible says that no man can come unto the Father except the Spirit which sent me draws them. You can't even be saved unless the Holy Spirit is coming to you.
Right.
And I'll then tell the story that when I was a little boy, Pastor Al, you know, before I knew you, and I would be the little kid in your Sunday school class bothering you about dinosaurs and UFOs. But my parents would play Billy Graham Crusades in the house. Mm-hmm. You know what I would do? The Holy Spirit would be troubling me, and yeah, he would trouble you as a boy,
yeah,
a child. I would run to my room and put the pillows over my head because it was bothering with me. I knew that there was something that God was trying to tell me and God was trying to with me. It was something I knew that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
When you give yourself to Christ, you cannot not be changed.
Right.
I'm sorry, you can't. And that's the lie that's being pervaded around the world, not just the United States. That's I'm seeing.
It's
being around the world. Let me hush.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it's like what we call sometimes easy believism, where you just say that you believe or just say that you love Jesus and you're okay. And there's two passages, and I'm kind of deciding which one I want to go to first. I think I'll go to the second one first. One stems off from one of the verses that you were quoting when you were talking about where you quoted about straight is the gate, narrow is the way. But I'm going to jump over to Hebrews first. And this is something, if somebody is truly born again, okay? Now, we know that a born-again Christian can fall into sinful practices.
Yes.
And that's possible. That's entirely possible. But here's the key. If you can indulge in those practices and never feel guilty, never come under some conviction that you're doing something wrong. Now, outwardly, you may not be showing it. When I was in college, I wasn't living for the Lord. And, outwardly, I probably didn't look like I was under severe turmoil over this, but inwardly, when I would go to bed at night, I would know I was living wrong. I was doing things that were wrong, and the Spirit of God was trying to get a hold of my heart. And in Hebrews chapter 12, if you're truly born again, this applies to a true Christian. It says this in chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, he says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." So you see what he's talking about here is his son, mm-hmm. his children. If we belong to him, he's going to rebuke us. He's going to chasten us when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to say, for whom the Lord, or I'm sorry, verse 7, if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons.
Son.
What son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, meaning all of God's children are partakers, mm-hmm. then are ye bastards and not sons, meaning you're illegitimate. You're not really his child.
Right.
And this, I think, goes right to what you're talking about here. People who claim to be Christians, but they're really not. Maybe they've got an intellectual ascent towards Christianity. Maybe they've embraced the cause or the philosophy or what. But they've never been born again. They've never embraced Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. They're still unsaved. The Holy Spirit of God does not dwell in them. And so they're not really God's children. They're illegitimate children, and they can go off into sinful practices and really not feel conflicted over it sometimes because
right.
they're not enduring chastening because God chastens his children, the ones that belong. You know, when I was growing up and I got in trouble, you know, my mom would say, wait till your father gets home, not wait until the neighbor's dad gets home.
Right.
When my dad got home. And then my dad was the one that took care of anything that needed to be taken care of, not the neighbor's dad, because I didn't belong to the neighbor's dad. I belonged to my dad. He chastened his children. And that's what he says here. Furthermore, we had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. We gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father's spirits and live? And he does this not because he's angry with us. And I'll read through this, and then I want to go back to the other portion here. For verily, they verily, talking about earthly fathers, for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure. But he, meaning God, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Which means that when we're chastened, we know, hey, I did something wrong. God, I'm sorry. Let me straighten things out here. Let me do right. Help me to do right. And he gets our attention. It's not because he's angry. Oh, I'm going to get even with you. God's going to get you for that. No, he may chasten you for that if you belong to him. But it's not because he's angry with you. It's because he wants you to correct your bad behavior. So let me go back to the second passage then that I wanted to look at here too, and I know we'll have to get to some of our other callers here. But in Matthew chapter 7, there's a passage, and it's you quoted, I think, from one in a different gospel, but this is basically the same thing where it says in Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And then the very next thing he goes into here is, beware of false prophets which come unto you in sheep's clothing, you know, looking like Christians, looking like God's people, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And so, let me just read down two more verses. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. And then he says in verse 20, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. If somebody can continue in ungodly behavior and continue in things that are completely contrary to the scripture and claim to be a Christian, then on the basis of this passage and also there in Hebrews, we have every right to question, are they really saved? Because if they're really saved, they're going to come under conviction. Because God's trying to correct them.
Let me say this real quick, and I'm going to get off the air. And basically what we're saying is that, remember the scripture that said, and they really are not in conflict. Faith without works is dead. That means the faith that you express towards Christ in salvation, it's supposed to bring a change in you. I don't like this teaching about talking about I can trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save me and I can live any way that I please. Well, no, you can't. Your life, you can find scriptures and you really don't have time. Your life is not your own. You've been bought with a price and so on and so on and so on. But Pastor Al, it's been great hearing from you again, and keep us in your prayers, and we will keep you guys in the Midwest in our prayers.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate that. And we'll keep you in our prayers down there in Tampa. And you take care, and we'll hear from you again soon.
Yes, sir. All right, bye-bye.
All right, God bless. And we'll get to our next caller, but let me just give one verse here before we get to our next caller. Romans chapter 6, verse 1, Paul wrote, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Verse 2, "God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" We need to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. There ought to be a change. You know, the Bible warns about the dog that's returned to his vomit and the pig, the sow that returns to her wallowing in the mud because there's no change in their nature. But if there's a change in your nature, and if the dog or the pig is turned into a lamb, there's going to be a change in their nature. And so there ought to be a change. If there's no change, then we question whether or not somebody's actually truly born again. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Our phone number is 888-677-9673. And we're going to go from Tampa, Florida to Ontario, Canada. Terry, welcome to the program tonight.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm still studying the Word.
Oh, very good. Very good.
We're studying the Torah. I am actually in Deuteronomy right now, mm-hmm. chapter 5.
Yeah, so. And a lot of people, like we've talked before, when it comes to reading the first five books of the Old Testament, which is what the Torah is, there's so much foundational material there that lays the groundwork for not just the rest of the Old Testament, but the New Testament as well.
Yeah, there's a lot there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on and on.
Yes.
I've been studying with a guy named Tom Bradford for mm-hmm. quite a while, and I've been reading everything that he has to say, too, about it. So it kind of, you know, clears things up a little bit better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always things to learn.
Oh, yeah. And we're in the moment somebody says that they've learned it all, you know, that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm always learning new things as I read.
Yeah. Ever ending. Never yes. ending.
And we get to heaven, we're going to find out how little we actually knew.
Yeah, we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part will be dealt away with.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, another part, he says, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for those that love him." So, you know, there's just so much that God has in store for us that we just can't even begin.
What a day of rejoicing that will be.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. Hopefully, it'll be one day soon. You look at things the way they're happening in the world and, you know, the just things going on in the Middle East and the Gaza Strip there. Shooting rockets at Israel and all kinds of stuff. And yeah, it's just,
and what's going on in North Korea.
North Korea starting to saber rattle again, firing off missiles. And, you know, the situation down in Venezuela, that's just so sad. You know, it's there's that socialist paradise for you down in Venezuela. And, you know, it's and then, of course, that doesn't even consider the things that are happening in other parts of the world. Nigeria, again, every week it seems like a church or a village is attacked and people slaughtered and burned to the ground by the Muslims in Venezuela, in Nicaragua, and just terrible. So.
Yeah, and that's only the beginning of troubles. I believe there's going to be a lot more before they'll come in more of it.
You know, and that's a very good point. That's a very good point. It's the beginning. It's like the foreshadowing. We've not got to the main events yet of the tribulation, and thankfully the Bible, I believe, clearly indicates that if we know Christ as our Savior, we will be caught up because we're not, as Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians, I believe it is, maybe it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where he said we're not appointed unto wrath. And, you know, and there's examples in the Bible indicate that we'll be caught up, and then the wrath of God poured out on the world that's rejected him, and the Antichrist come into power. And you just read Revelation, you think, you look at the things, you get into about chapter 5, and read from chapter 5 to chapter 19, the things that are going to be happening on this earth during that time. This is nothing compared to what that's going to be.
Yeah, it's a sad world we live in, and I know the Lord's coming back soon. That's what he said.
Yeah, so we look
forward to that. The day to God is like a song. Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
a day to God is like 1,000 years.
Yeah, or 1,000 years is like a day, which means time's absolutely meaningless with God. Means a lot to us. We're creatures of time. But, I've often said at church and even on the radio that I think when we get to heaven and we see people that that we knew that went there, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago or whatever, and we see them and say, oh, it's been so long since I've seen you, and they'll say something along the lines of, what, I just got here. Because time will be just completely meaningless in heaven, really, when you think about it. What is a day in eternity? It's nothing.
Well, I think of it this way too. The day you come to know the Lord is time really stands still.
Yeah, you're right. Because the day that you come to know the Lord as your Savior, at that moment you now have eternal life.
Yeah.
And you're just it's like standing on the edge of a canyon, like the Grand Canyon or something, looking over the edge, or maybe even better would be like crossing a ridge. And when you get to the other side and you see laid out before you a big vast valley, and you're just standing on the precipice, on the edge of it. And that's what happens when you get saved. All of a sudden this big valley is laid out before you called eternity. And you're just on the edge of it, just beginning. And it's an amazing journey that we're on, isn't it?
Think of that song, what a day of rejoicing that would be when we all see Jesus.
Yeah, we look upon his face, the one that saved us by his grace.
Yeah.
And he takes us by the hand and leads us through the promised land. What a day that will be, I think is how it goes, something along those
lines.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour break here, Terry. And I want to thank you for calling in here tonight. And I know we'll get to chat with you again here in the future. And I hope all the best with your study there. And if you're listening, stay tuned. We got another half hour to go. If you're holding online, hold on, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back after the
break.
You're
listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286.
Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. Our telephone number, toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We've got a couple callers already waiting as well. We'll get to here shortly. Just a reminder, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And just a note, too, for those that like to watch us on Facebook Live, apparently somebody was telling me that Facebook is in the process of revamping their whole platform and everything, redoing their websites and all. And so a consequence of that is having trouble getting Facebook Live to run, and so we're currently not broadcasting on Facebook Live tonight. You can, if you're having trouble listening on the radio, you can go to whkwradio.com. That's whkwradio.com, and click on the Listen Live link, and you can hear us there. We're glad that you're with us here tonight, and we're going to jump into a couple of things, and I want to remind you, of course, we're brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor. We'll have more information on that at the end of the program. But we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where the Ohio Turnpike and the Interstate 77 cross. And I just want to let you know that we're there every Friday night. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. is our Friday night Bible study. It's an open Bible study where you bring the questions and we search the Bible for answers, much like we do on the radio program as well. And then, of course, some people, if you can't stay the whole time, that's fine. It's informal. We have refreshments. And some people end up staying afterwards. They usually don't end up getting out of there till 10:30 or later, sometimes almost 11 by the time we leave on Friday nights. So you're invited to that. Also on Sundays, we have our morning Bible study at 10. 11 o'clock is our morning service. I'm currently preaching through the book of Philippians. And then Sunday nights at 6 p.m., I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. And that's what we do there. Also brought to you tonight by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road. That's right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School at 4889 Turney Road. You can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you've never been there before, mention Live with Pastor Al. You can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. Call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. Well, we're going to get back to our program. Again, our phone number is toll-free, 888-677-9673. Sounds like I'm doing nothing but numbers here lately, it seems like. But we're going to jump right into our phone calls. We've got Fran, who has been patiently waiting for us tonight. Fran, welcome to the program.
Hi. Glad to talk again.
Hi. Glad to. Hey, I want to congratulate you and your church on your 40th anniversary.
Yeah, that's awesome. I couldn't make it because I was not able to, my health problems.
Oh, well, you know, it's a good church out there, Pastor Andy Resnacco and the folks out there, and Carol, his wife, just a wonderful church. And let me recommend, if somebody's out, let me just interrupt you, our part here for a moment there, Fran. Give a plug to your pastor and church out there, because if you're out on the east side and anywhere near Euclid, Euclid Bible Baptist Temple, located right there on Chardon, and it's basically right off from Euclid Avenue, isn't it?
Right.
And easy to find, and of course, he's on the radio at various times as well. I know he's on right after me on Friday afternoons. I'm on it at 1:30 on Friday afternoon, and then Pastor Risnacko comes on at 2 o'clock every Friday afternoon right here on AM 1220, The Word. So, yeah, congratulations to the folks out there at Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid on their 40th anniversary.
Oh,
so,
yes, I miss it.
Yeah.
The reason I called in was about Israel, what's going on.
Yes, ma'am.
But this is getting to be a major thing. Lately, it's been so anti-Semitic, all the stuff. I mean, this rabbi getting... Somebody shot him, I guess. I don't know if it's California.
Oh, yeah, the rabbi in California who he had a couple fingers shot off. And then a lady jumped in between him and the gunman, and she was the one that was killed out there. But you're mentioning Israel. The latest on here, during the break, I called up the Jerusalem Post online, and they're running a headline right now, latest article in the Jerusalem Post. 4 Israelis dead, 700 rockets, and a weekend full of
horrible terror
in Israel.
And they got some kind of guy named Macroni I saw on the news or something. He's supposed to be some kind of guy, peace guy, supposed to come in and discuss peace.
Are you talking about from France?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the leader in France there.
I don't know if you see him on the news, you know.
Yeah, and
on TV, and I've heard the name, but, you know, they have a lot of Jewish friends and all.
Yeah, well, this attack on Israel, Hamas, and, of course, you know, Hamas is getting these rockets from somewhere, and what I've been reading in the Jerusalem Post and elsewhere, they believe that it's Iran, and a lot of people say, but wait a minute, Iran... Iran is Shiite Muslim, and Hamas is Sunni Muslim. Well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend until the enemy is gone, and then...
That's what Ernie always says, too.
Then they'll turn on each other, because the Sunni and the Shiite, they'd kill each other. If there were no Jews, if there were no Christians, if the whole world were Muslim... They would divide the Sunni.
Yeah, they
would
kill each other, right?
The Shiites. The Shiites would attack the Sunni. And there's no love for each other, but they have a common enemy in Israel. And, you know, it's just like in Psalm 83, where the enemies of Israel surrounding Israel come together, and they're with the desire to wipe out Israel and take away the very remembrance of the name of Israel.
Yeah, hanging around a lot of Jewish people and going to a Jewish Messianic synagogue, too. I've seen how persecution, just the thought of Judaism, and they get, you know, Jewish. I mean, they just freak out. They just can't handle it. They just have such hate for Israel and Christians, you know.
Oh, yeah, and... You know, there was just in the news, I think it was, it might have been in Washington, D.C. I may have the city wrong, but it was here in America where you had reports of kids in a school singing songs about chopping off the heads of the infidels here in America.
Oh, my.
And somebody asked me about that at church tonight. We were talking about that. And I said, well, you know, the thing is, I remember reading a book back. This is going back to about 2002, maybe, 2001, 2002. It was published. I found it actually in the Brecksville Library, and I was looking for books on Islam right after 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman that wrote it records an event that took place in, I believe it was Detroit, back in the 1990s, where the parents were jumping up and applauding their children in a Islamic grade school, where they were doing a pageant where they were acting out, killing the infidels and that sort of thing. But it goes with the Quran, strike terror into the hearts of the infidels. And you and I are infidels because we're not Muslims, so we're an infidel.
Right.
Yeah. And,
but like I said, the Jewish, right now they have what the Hakuk Samud and the Hoshoah, the Jewish, you know, Holocaust thing, and all this is going on. But they invite the Israeli army to come in. I've been to many of those, chance to witness for the Lord, took Jewish guys older guy from the Holocaust told him about the Lord. And of course, they don't like it, but I had to get the gospel. I didn't care. I went there and shared with the man, and his daughter had been, I guess, fixing food for the people, you know, the people to buy stuff. And later on, I got in trouble, but it's important to get the gospel out,
mm-hmm.
no matter what happens.
Yeah. Well, also, I found that was in Pennsylvania, I guess, where the Muslim American Society Islamic Center in Pennsylvania. I still haven't found the city here. But, yeah, they were singing, "The blood of the martyrs is calling us. Paradise, men desire it. Revolutionaries, revolutionaries, sword and text, O free men." And
yeah, the Jewish synagogue that was Pittsburgh. I'm from Butler, near there. And Pittsburgh is where they had that synagogue. What do you call it?
Philadelphia,
that's
where this took place. Yeah,
yeah,
that synagogue was shot up last winter, wasn't it? About six or 7 months ago?
Yes, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And so the president and his family came in to give their condolences. His children are Jewish, too,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, his daughter Ivanka and her husband and then their children.
Yeah, they're Jewish,
too. And then, of course, the synagogue where that guy started shooting just a couple of weeks ago in California,
yeah.
and a week or so ago, I guess it was. And the rabbi there that mm-hmm. Had his finger shot off in that attack, he
right.
was at the National Day of Prayer there at the Rose Garden.
Yeah, I've seen him on TV, too.
Yeah. So they brought him in.
It was a very sad situation.
Yeah, so we certainly need to pray for things that are happening in this world. I mean, it's we live in dangerous times.
You know, all the Gentiles have been killed, too, recently in Sri Lanka and all this other.
Oh, yeah. You mean the Easter worshippers?
Yeah, and then they have, I think New Zealand, so many that were non-Jewish, but they were killed.
Yeah, but, you know, the sad thing is that, and I'm not condoning the attack on the mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand. I think
right.
it was Christchurch, but in New Zealand. That just was plain wrong. There's no way you can justify that.
Absolutely.
However, the world just, that's all they could talk about. But then when you look at what happened in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, you know, people in this country, you know, our past President Obama and our past Secretary of State Hillary Clinton could not call them Christians. They called them Easter worshipers, and both of them spelled worshipers with two P's.
Yeah.
Both of them made the same spelling mistake. It's almost like they got the same thing from somebody. You know, it went
to
this
both the morning, go with
out
Karen.
Them, but yeah.
You know, when you come down with Karen, I'm on a radio fast route.
And but yeah, so I mean, it really is amazing when you see how the world did not want to recognize the attacks on Christians, and the fact mm-hmm. that Christians are being killed every week in Nigeria. Every week,
right.
I said it earlier in the program. Every week, a church or a village, a Christian village in Nigeria, and I know not all of them are born
Christians.
Oh, that's
horrible! Yeah, that.
But they're being attacked because they're not Muslims.
We have a friend that came to Jewish thing. She was from. What do they call it, Kenya, Nairobi, and
mm-hmm.
she says even those Muslims that, what do they call them from that country, they go ahead and they kill all kinds of, I mean, they're terrible.
Yes.
Which are the villagers, Christian villagers. And
mm-hmm.
then also she said, like my youngest son, he's among the, he lives in Des Moines, live right down the road from him, and it's very dangerous. They try to harass their dogs, but they put the dogs out to protect them. And the
mm-hmm.
Hawaiian kids are very hostile.
You know, we're very fortunate in this country, not only the freedoms that we have, but we're also really protected and spared from a lot of the suffering that's going on in Christian communities around the world. We really
all
are.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Okay, thanks a lot, Pastor.
Well, thank you, Fran, and again, thank you for bringing up the information in the situation in Jerusalem, or in Israel. I wanted to mention that, so I'm glad you brought that up. I appreciate that.
Well, I have
that.
Friends that are from there,
yeah.
lady I talked to. She's a, what do you call, sovereign, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a lot of information. We pray for Israel. I bought a group. group called IFI, we pray for Israel every day, you know.
Yeah, I believe that's something that all born-again Christians should do.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much, Fran. I appreciate the call tonight. And, again, continue to pray for Israel and the situations going on there and for Christians around the world that are suffering and in danger. And like I said, I know not all of these people that are being targeted are born-again Christians, but they are being targeted because they at least culturally identify as Christian and not Muslim. And that's why they're being targeted in many of these cases. So I understand what we're talking about there. And so we need to pray for them as well because they're being targeted for identifying as Christian. But unfortunately, many of them, like I said, it's just a cultural thing. They're not truly born again. They really do not know Christ as their Savior. And, you know, what a shame to go out into a Christless eternity not really knowing Christ, you know, to know of him, but to not really know him. And what a shame. And this kind of goes back to what I was talking with Daryl in the beginning of the program. And there's a passage in Matthew 7, verse 21, where he says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works?" But the problem is these people were never born again. And so Jesus says in verse 23, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity." And that's a very sad thing, very sad thing. We need to go into all the world. The Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And we're supposed to lift up Jesus Christ as Savior throughout all the world. And we're just not doing what we need to be doing. And Christians need to be involved. And I got one more call we're going to get to just momentarily. Wanted to mention something to my Christians getting involved. Two things here before I get to our next caller. Otherwise, I'll forget and run out of time. Last week, some of our listeners went to the God Bless America rally in Canton at the Canton McKinley High School Auditorium. It was last week, Wednesday through Friday or Saturday. And I just wanted to mention that if you missed that rally, if you missed going down there and you would like to see some of the things that took place, if you'd like to see some of the programs, go online to GodBlessAmericaRally.com. That's GodBlessAmericaRally.com. And I believe from there you'll be able to see some of the video of the meetings that were there and also future God Bless America rallies that'll take place. You can also go to their Facebook page, God Bless America Rally, and you can find where they were live streaming the videos there. You can still watch them, and it'll be a blessing. It'll be an encouragement to you. And I just wanted to mention that. Another thing I wanted to mention here as well is go to the page Ohio Christian for the Ohio Christian Alliance. That's ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org for the Ohio Christian Alliance. They've got some important information there regarding the D-Day Prayer Project and some other things, as well as information on the Spring Freedom Banquet, which is coming up this Friday evening. This Friday at 7 p.m. is the dinner. The reception starts at 6. It's at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton, which is in Fairlawn, Ohio. If you're familiar with the area, it's right across the street from the Summit Mall. But go to their website, ohioca.org. You can find out information for that. I believe the cost for the ticket is about $65, and you can find them there, more information on that. So check that out, ohioca.org. All right, and I apologize to Jeremiah for keeping him hanging all this time, but Jeremiah, thank you for patiently waiting for us here. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Al?
I am doing well. How are you?
Yeah, great program so far.
Thank you. Well, we've had some good callers tonight with a lot of good information and good topics that have been brought up.
Yeah, I just have two questions.
Yes, sir.
First question is, during the tribulation period, who's going to be the two witnesses?
The two witnesses, that's a good question. And let's hear your second one as well, too, real quick, before I get to that.
His second one is, when the Antichrist gets shot during the tribulation period, his wound's going to be healed, but how's his wound going to be healed?
All right. Let me take the second one first real quick. The Bible indicates that he'll have a severe head wound. Some people think it might be something other than being shot, maybe struck with something or even a sword attack or, you know, you look at some of the rockets. Some people get killed by the shrapnel from some of these different things that take place from explosives and stuff. So, but whatever it is, it's considered to be a fatal wound, and he revives. Now, some people try to spiritualize that and say that it's his government. But I think that we can believe that it's going to be the Antichrist himself. He'll be healed from what looks to be a fatal wound and probably was. You know, the devil has the ability to bring healing. And there's people who go to faith healers, and they do achieve certain types of healing. And it's always with a spiritual cost, though. And so you should never, as a Christian, be looking at a faith healer because there's a spiritual cost. It'll be detrimental to your spiritual health. But I believe the devil will bring him, restore him back, at least to health and however. Now, I won't want to spend any more time on that because I want to get to your other one about the two witnesses. The two witnesses appear at the beginning of the tribulation, and they are active in Jerusalem, in and around Jerusalem, and they have the ability to bring plagues and stop the rain and things like that. God's working through them, and they could simply be two men that God selects at that time. But most people believe that they're probably two Old Testament characters, prophets. And one of them that everybody is pretty set on and pretty consistent on is Elijah. And that's because we have prophecy at the end of the book of Malachi of Elijah coming before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And Elijah, interestingly, never died. In the Old Testament, if you think about it, he was caught up in a chariot. God sent a chariot that caught him up and took him away. And Elisha watched, because remember his mantle was dropped as he was taken up. And so my thought is that God removed Elijah from the earth at that time and brought him forward in time and is placing him down for the tribulation to be one of the two prophets. So that's what I think the other one is. The second one gets a bit more complicated. Many people like to say Moses because of the plagues and things seem similar to what happened with Moses during, the 10 plagues on Egypt and all that. Problem with that is Moses died. And the Bible plainly says at the end of Exodus that he died. And a little bit, book of Jude talks about Michael the archangel fighting with the devil over the body of Moses. I think personally it more likely is Enoch, who walked with God prior to the flood, and God took him. He never died either. God took him, kind of like he took Elijah. And so I kind of think that Enoch and Elijah will be the two prophets. So how's that go, Jeremiah?
Have a great week. God bless.
All right. Thanks for bringing that up and covered a lot right there in those two questions in a very short period of time. But I want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time and certainly next week on Late Night Live with Pastor Al, but also on Friday at 1:30 in the afternoon live with Pastor Al as well. And hope you have a great week. God bless, and join us next time.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.